Wisconsin has been trying out 4 hybrid vehicles as part of a pilot project. The cars run on an electric motor at low speed and use a gas engine for high power. Jeff Knight is with the Department of Administration. He says state officials want to know what they're in for if state legislators or the federal government adds hybrids to its list of alternative fueled vehicles required under clean air rules.
To see the acceptance and to start measuring some of the issues related to their performance and maintenance and costs.
Hybrid vehicles cost more up front. They can be $10,000 or more than the other energy-efficient cars which the state buys. However, Knight expects prices to drop as more hybrid vehicles come on the market.
We think that we see a time when these will become very competitive for the annual buy.
Under the Federal Energy Policy Act, the state must replace 75% of its fleet with alternative-fueled vehicles. Most of the state fleet runs on an ethanol gas blend. In addition, 100 cars use compressed natural gas and 30 are fueled by propane. The state Senate has already given its approval to add hybrids to the list of alternative fueled vehicles. Now the proposal needs approval by the state assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.